A very good afternoon to you from the sports team. Let's begin with rugby this afternoon. The Hollybet Sharks head coach John Plumtree has made five changes to his squad that beat the Scarlets last week for their United Rugby Championship quarterfinal against Munster tomorrow. Now, Jason Jenkins starts at lock with Emil van Heerden moving to the bench. James Venter returns to action at flank, while two-time Rugby World Cup winning captain Siya Kolisi returns to the starting lineup at eighth man, replacing Pepsi Putelezi, who will provide fresh legs from the bench. Jordan Hendrikse starts at fly half, while Lukanya Am is back for his 100th international game for the Durbanites. The DHL Stormers kick off this weekend's URC quarterfinal action in Scotland against Glasgow Warriors tonight, with their match set to kick off at 8:30. And then big news in African football. Egyptian outfit Al Ahly has appointed former Orlando Pirates boss Jose Rivero as their new head coach. Now, the Spaniard was granted an early release from his contract with the Buccaneers, departing with 80 wins, 26 draws and 26 defeats in 132 matches. Now, Rivero will be thrown straight into the deep end with the FIFA Club World Cup starting on June 14th in the United States. Al Ahly, Africa's most successful club, are in Group A with Inter Miami, Palmeiras and FC Porto. Staying with football, Liverpool have agreed to let departing defender Trent Alexander-Arnold join Real Madrid early. Now, the Spanish side will pay £10 million for the England international, despite him being out of contract next month. Now, the deal will mean Alexander-Arnold can play for Real in this summer's Club World Cup after signing a six-year contract. Now, speaking after Liverpool's final game of the season, he told Sky Sports News he hopes fans understand his decision to leave.
I hope that one day the fans will be able to recognise the hard work and everything that I've done for the team, because there wasn't a day, there wasn't a minute, there wasn't a second that I didn't think about the team.
Closing off with the French Open quickly, to top seed Aryna Sabalenka eased into the last 16 with a dominant 6-2, 6-3 win over Serbia's Olga Danilovic today. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faira Crouch.